Me 1 minute, I said after checking my laptop again, the silence in the room causing a rush of panic. I avoided the stares from our potential clients as I walked over to Nadia. Can I have a quick word outside? I whispered to her. The look she gave me killed me 1,000 times over. Apologies, if you would excuse us 1 moment, we'll be right back, Nadia announced, walking towards the door. Her high ponytail swung from side to side violently when she walked. I rushed out quickly behind her, the feelings of panic overwhelming every part of my body. What the fuck is going on, Carly? Nadia barked at me, her face up close to mine, hands firmly on her hips. I winced at the curse, causing Nadia to scowl at me. My body trembled in response to her stare. She was going to kill me. Well, she demanded. I appear to have forgotten to upload the slides for my part. I don't know what happened, I said, my voice quavering. I shifted uncomfortably from foot to foot, shame and anxiety sweeping over me. I swear I prepped them earlier when I was in the hotel room. They're not there. It's only half finished. I'm sorry, Nadia. Nadia remained silent. She looked at me without blinking for a solid 10 seconds, before turning away and heading back to the meeting room. For fuck's sake, Carly, stay here, she commanded as she walked back to the room. I waited, nervously. The realisation of how much I'd messed up sinking in. We'd flown into London especially for this pitch and were staying over in the hotel. Nadia and I disliked each other. She was upfront and brash, far too aggressive for a woman, I thought. A lesbian too. I was brought up in a strict household and it was drummed into me that anything beyond heterosexual relations was wrong. Out for work drinks one evening, she overheard me voicing my thoughts on this matter to a colleague. A woman shouldn't be doing that to another woman. It just isn't right, I had stated before realising she was standing right behind me. Nadia had been bristly with me ever since. Despite this mutual dislike, we respected one another in the workplace. Clients appreciated her straightforwardness and my organised, meticulous attention to detail. A quality I had clearly failed to bring to the table today. My mind had been elsewhere, having ended a relationship with my long-term boyfriend only a month ago. We just weren't compatible, especially in the bedroom. That combined with my conservative nature had led to the end of the relationship. I had been distracted and not my usual self for weeks and was mortified my work was being affected too. My mind wandered back to the hotel room earlier. I could have sworn I added those files. I thought hard back to my exact activities earlier and blushed when I recalled the details. I had packed something a little extra on this trip. A flash of the sleek, dark box entered my mind. The smooth black ribbon gently unfolding as I pulled at it slowly. I had opened it up to reveal my new gift to myself. My mouth opened, shocked at the size and girth. I marvelled at the weight and stroked a finger down the length. It was a lot smoother than I had anticipated. I recalled how my stomach had lurched with shame, how wrong it had felt. Why on earth did I buy this? I had wondered. I had quickly placed it back in the box and left it on the bedside table, realising the time. I needed to get ready for the presentation. The one I'd just messed up. I sighed, wondering when I was going to snap out of this post-breakup haze. I was the one that had ended the relationship after all. My head snapped up as I heard the door open. Nadia came out, an angry look on her face. She stormed past me and headed to the lifts. I followed her like an obedient puppy. They are giving us another chance tomorrow morning, Nadia said in a monotone voice. I could still hear an undercurrent of anger in her tone. I would advise you to go back to your room and work on it now. I'm sorry, Nadia, I said, relief washing over me as we walked out onto our floor. Nadia ignored my apology. I've had a lot on my mind this lately, I continued as we walked along the corridor to our adjacent rooms. The last few words petered out as I realised how lame they sounded. I stopped outside my hotel room door and entered the keycard in a hurry to open up my laptop and finish the job properly. "Oh, you mean breaking up with your boyfriend? I heard about that. Pathetic." She turned towards me and stood next to me as I unlocked the door. "Seriously, Carly, what the fuck happened to you? You used to be damn good at this job," Nadia said sternly, her arms folded over her black trouser suit. "Take it easy, Nadia," I say, anger and shock rising in my throat at her sudden attack on me. "Take it easy. You nearly fucked up one of the biggest pitches we've ever had. I'm not letting you fuck this up for us, even if I have to go in there and do it for you," she shouted, entering my room and storming past me, her high heels stomping on the floor. "What are you doing?" I asked, bewildered. Nadia was in my room, in my personal space. "Clearly, you need help. Your mind is fucking elsewhere. Pining over your ex, no doubt." Nadia walked over to the desk and dropped her bag before looking around the room. Her eyes became fixated, frozen to one spot. The bedside table. Panic set in as I realised there was no way to explain this. A few seconds passed in silence. My cheeks flushed with embarrassment and I looked at the floor as a pit of shame embedded in my stomach. "Look what we have here. Perfect little Carly does have a naughty side." Nadia turned back to me and smirked. "No need to be embarrassed. We all need a good fuck now and again," Nadia said, clearly enjoying seeing me writhe in embarrassment. I dared to look at her, my tummy in knots. I realised just how bad this looked. Nadia stared at me and stepped forward. The atmosphere between us suddenly changed. "So this is what you need to get your head back in the game, you horny fucking bitch. Bend over then," Nadia said with confidence. My heart jumped into my mouth, in shock of hearing such vulgarity come out of her. I laughed nervously at the absurdity of the situation, thinking Nadia must be joking, before realising she was staring at me seriously. Her eyes bore into mine. Wait, she wasn't serious, was she? Silence filled the room. The tense atmosphere between us now was almost tangible. "Been a while since you had a good fuck, has it, Carly? Or was it your boyfriend not hitting the spot?" Nadia said, releasing her long dark hair from her high ponytail and walking slowly towards me. The use of my name and her crass language made me wince, and I was suddenly hit by a swirl of confused emotions. How could she have guessed about my ex? But I also had never seen Nadia with her hair down. She looked, dare I say it, beautiful. But I wasn't going to admit that to her, and I certainly wasn't going there with her. I was not into women, especially someone like her. Nadia moved closer to me. She stood just inches from my face, sweeping her long hair behind her. "Oh, that's right. You're not into lesbians, are you?" She paused for a few seconds, her rhetorical questions lingering in the air. "That's not true though, is it, Carly?" I stood motionless on the spot, mesmerised by her words. "I can tell by the way you're looking at me that you've thought about it. What it would be like to see, to touch, to taste. You're thinking about my sweet little cunt right now. It's obvious."
That's not true," I lied. I couldn't deny what my body was telling me, particularly the throbbing between my legs. Every part of me was fighting the truth behind her words. This wasn't me. I didn't have sexual relations with women.
"Okay, fine. I'll leave." Nadia grabbed her bag and walked towards the door, her heels stomping hard on the floor.
"Wait," I whispered.
Nadia flung her bag on the floor aggressively and stopped.
She walked towards me and stood in front of me, hands on her hips once more.
Wait. For what, Carly?
I opened my mouth to speak, but couldn't find the words. Instead, I felt my body move towards the bed as though separate from my mind. I glanced at the dildo and felt that rush of energy between my legs again. There was no denying it any longer. I bought that toy for a reason. There was a void there that needed filling, a craving that had remained deep within me for years. I wanted this. I needed this. I bent over, my hands sprawled on the soft plush quilt. I closed my eyes and waited. I heard Nadia's heels stomping on the floor behind me, my own heartbeat thudding in unison. Her footsteps slowed down until they stopped. I sensed her behind me. I inhaled deeply, the smell of the clean, freshly washed linen in contrast with how filthy I felt, arms stretched out firmly and ass in the air. I want to hear you say it. What do you want, Carly? She demanded. Nadia's voice in my ear and her hands on my hips sent a shockwave straight to my pussy. My breath caught as I felt her sliding my fitted dress over my hips. Her hands were surprisingly soft and warm. A brush of her long hair tickled my arm and I inhaled her musky perfume as she touched the contours of my hips and waist. Her hands held steady onto me.
Well, she waited. I couldn't fight the urge anymore. The words finally came.
I want you to fuck me, I whispered. I let out a tiny whimper and my ass involuntarily moved back and forth in a rhythmic dance as though enticing Nadia closer to me.
Good girl. That wasn't so hard, was it? She said in a softer tone.
Her hands drew down my body and she slipped off my panties. They fought release as they clung to my already sticky pussy.
Fuck, you're sopping wet. Bet that needy little hole is desperate to be fucked. When was the last time, huh? Weeks? Months? Her filthy words no longer made me feel disgusted. Instead, they made me gush with desire. I felt something smooth and hard rub against my lips. My dildo.
I gripped the sheets harder and gasped.
Wow, you're drooling all over this cock. I haven't even started yet, Nadia mocked.
I felt her teasing every inch of me, stroking the tip along my lips and entrance. I pushed my ass out more in hunger.
This is fucking huge. You really need to be filled, don't you? Fuck. Look at you sticking that ass in the air. You're gagging for it. Begging for your pretty tight, needy cunt to be fucked properly, she said relentlessly.
Oh my God, I whispered in response to Nadia's taunts, especially the word cunt. I was now desperate, body throbbing with desire, my pussy slick. There was no hiding what I needed anymore. Then I felt it. Nadia slid the whole length of the dildo inside me. My walls gripped onto it, but it moved in with ease against my slickness. The cold, hard sensation felt amazing inside my pussy. Nadia was right. I felt tight. I leant forward and pushed my face into the bed, inviting her to continue.
That's it, Carly. You want more? Nadia asked as she held the dildo in place. I managed a muffled moan, too desperate to speak. I can't hear you, she jibed.
Yes, please, fuck me, I managed to say. I felt the dildo slide all the way out.
The sounds of my slick cunt giving away just how turned on I was.
The dildo slammed into me harder and was pulled back quickly. Yes, fuck, yes, I said out loud. I couldn't recall the last time I swore, but I no longer cared. This felt so good. I felt Nadia's fingers claw at my clit. A furious rubbing motion sent me sinking further into the bed. Yes, I managed to say, feeling myself getting close.
Turn around, Nadia commanded. She slid the dildo out.
I turned around obediently, now at her mercy. I sat, legs spread wide, exposed and desperate, blinking rapidly, afraid to look Nadia in the eye. Tell me how desperate you are for a woman to fuck you. How much you would love it if I licked that delicious-looking cunt right now. I want to hear you beg, Nadia said, holding the dildo at my entrance. I panted, daring to look directly at Nadia. I swallowed hard, unable to believe the situation I was in. My ex hated the idea of going down on me, said it was disgusting, but I couldn't let a woman do it to me, could I? She rubbed the tip up and down my lips. My pussy throbbed and my breath caught before I spoke, already knowing the answer to my own question. Please, please, lick me, I begged. Lick you where? She asked, sliding the dildo inside me. My head tilted back in raptures as I felt my walls tighten around the dildo once more. Please, lick my pussy. Saying the word pussy felt less taboo and freeing. I could feel myself loosen up with every word that previously had felt so. About fucking time, Nadia mumbled before taking a long lick of my clit. My hips involuntarily moved higher into her face, and she licked harder, thrusting the dildo into me faster. I felt myself opening up like my pussy could take more and more. I got closer every time she hit me with the dildo. I was going to come right in front of Nadia's face. Yes, that's it. You need to come all over this fat fucking dick. Let go of that tension. I want to see your tight little walls coming on this cock. She worked my little pussy harder and faster. I thrust my body higher, taking this big dick like she wanted me to. Yes, you fucking bitch. Come on this cock now. Her words sent me over the edge. Oh, fuck. I swore loudly for the first time in years as I came. Nadia watched as my pussy clenched and gripped onto the dildo. My body shuddered in pleasure and I gushed all over the dildo. She slid it out of me. My juices gushed all over my thighs. I stared at her in shock as she took a big suck of it, licking her lips. That's better. Now clean yourself up and tidy up this presentation. I'll be back later to check up on you. She stood up, opened the door and left. I needed to get myself together to fix this presentation, but a part of me wondered what the punishment would be if I didn't.